This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from the deadly COVID-19 virus has now climbed to more than 228,000 globally. The number of infections is more than 3.2 million. In the U.S., there are nearly 62,000 deaths and more than a million infections. The number of people who have recovered from the virus globally is more than a million. U.S. President Donald Trump says the federal government's coronavirus social distancing guidelines will be fading out when they expire Thursday and states pivot to reopening. The administration says the guidance issued 45 days ago has been incorporated into recommendations given to states on how they can begin the process of gradually reopening their economies. Meanwhile, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner describes the administration's response to the pandemic as a great success story and predicts that by July, the country will be rocking again. Scientists have announced the first effective treatment against the coronavirus, an experimental drug that can speed the recovery of COVID-19 patients, and a major medical advance that comes as the economic gloom caused by the scourge deepens in the U.S. and Europe. The U.S. government says it's working to make the medication available to patients as quickly as possible. The response from the Federal Bureau of Prisons to the growing coronavirus crisis has raised alarm among advocates and lawmakers about whether the agency is doing enough to ensure the safety of the nearly 150,000 inmates serving time in federal facilities. And even though officials have stressed infection and death rates inside prisons are lower compared to outside, new figures provided by the Bureau of Prisons show that of 2,700 tests system-wide, 2,000 have come back positive, strongly suggesting there are far more COVID-19 cases. This is VOA News.